going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Bark, pastor of St. Joe Comenan Parish, serving the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And our program this morning is all about excellence in our Catholic schools, the spiritual upbringing, as well as the academic rigor.
You're going to hear some wonderful ideas that fuel the standards of learning in our schools and keep everyone reaching higher and preparing our kids for the future. I first want to thank our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And this morning we are joined in studio by two returning guests, Susie Leipzer. She is the Director of Curriculum and Assessment for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and Lydia DeMoose, who is the Regional Advancement and Marketing Coordinator for the South Region Diocesan Elementary School. So Susie and Lydia, welcome, and welcome back to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. Thanks for having us here.
And I had, Lydia, I had you on a few weeks ago, and Susie, you and I think this was a few years ago during COVID.
Yes.
So welcome back, and here you are live in studio. So thanks for coming back. So you're both our returning stars for us. Now, we're talking about academic competition, but it's more than that. These competitions in our schools have taken off and have become like the superhighway of connecting our students and schools to move learning forward at a high rate of speed. Okay, that's the analogy, but now let's dive into the specifics. And before your current role as Director of Curriculum and Assessment, Susie, you started these academic competitions at St. Louis de Marillac Elementary School in Upper St. Clair. Can you tell our listeners about these competitions and where did that idea come from?
Sure. So my background is teaching, and I think like a teacher a lot of times. So my goal is always to engage students. My hope is that they love learning. But my idea at St. Louis and what I tried to do was to create a school-wide enrichment model. And what that is the ability for all kids to participate in enrichment activities, games and activities that are inclusive and available to everybody, not necessarily a child that scores a certain way on a test or performs a certain way on some sort of standardized measure. So these activities that I brought, some of them already existed in the diocese. I know a lot of our schools do wonderful things with Math 24 and Invention Convention, but it was a way to open up the doors for a lot of kids to participate, to collaborate and work together, and to enrich their learning experience.
So you brought these from St. Louis, but also the diocese had other different events and competitions already, and you kind of just enhanced it, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, many of these competitions are based at the individual schools, like I mentioned, but many are interconnected. They bring the schools together to share ideas, the information, and always just keep learning and loving that learning, and that helps to bridge the elementary schools. Can you tell us a little bit about, before we get into the nuts and bolts
about the academic competitions themselves.
Sure. And I think you highlighted my passion right there. A love of learning is what I want all kids to have. And so I did start at St. Louis. I started on a small scale at one school. And then when we regionalized a few years back, I started to share those competitions with the South Region, the Math 24 competition and the AR competition, and invite other schools to participate. And now this position with the Diocese of Pittsburgh is new as of August. And I have Lydia here helping today too. She's been an inspiration to me. She is helping me so that we can reach many other students in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. But like I said, these events, our hope is that we bring our schools together. Our kids can compete in sports and other ways, but it's nice for them to have some academic competitions or games or enrichment ways to come together as schools, be a part of our high schools in some ways, and let those Catholic high schools be leaders to our students in these competitions and come together as a whole diocese.
And talking about sports, obviously now we're into the end of the basketball playoff season. March Madness is going on right now as we speak. It's just the competitiveness on the courts, on the football field, on the baseball field. But now we're talking about academic competition. So it's a competition, but it's also fun, but they're learning too. So you're kind of interweaving that on and off the field. So these competitive learning activities, they can even determine where a student is in their learning curve and where they need to go. Is that correct?
It can, but I do think that at least the ones that I have poured my heart into, they are all inclusive. So it doesn't matter where a student is in their learning path. If they want the STEM activity, if they want the reading enrichment, if they want the math enrichment, they are invited to play in these games and compete. And then a lot of times we have playoffs between schools, and maybe, you know, the students that do the best end up at those competitions. But everybody is invited and included to be a part of these competitions.
Yeah. Now let's explain to our listeners what these competitions look like. What's the Math 24 competition?
So Math 24 is a math card game started by Robert Sun in 1988. He developed First in Math, which is a website and math card game where kids basically have a card with four numbers on it, and they can add, subtract, multiply, and divide to try to get the answer 24. And so it's amazing. Kids of all ages can compete against one another. The better you are with fact fluency, the better you do with the competition. But it encourages kids to play a game and to strengthen their math skills.
And go ahead, Lydia. I'll bring you in.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. So just a few additional details about this. Susie's kind of talked a little bit about the game and everything, but this will be held on May 20th at Bishop Canavan High School. So it's exciting to be able to bring in, like Susie was saying, bring in some of the high schools for all of that. So we'll have the top two students from each grade level who will participate from grades 3 to 8, and then also, we want to tie in some of the faith as well, so we'll bring in a prayer at the beginning by St. Hubertus, who's the patron saint of mathematics. So kind of tying in some of the academics with our Catholic faith as well.
Now, Lydia, tell our listeners about your involvement working with Susie to kind of tie this all together, because that's, you're tying the high schools and the elementary schools for the South Region. That's no small task.
Yeah, absolutely. So Susie has done a wonderful job with all of this. I've been helping her a little bit promote things, kind of get the websites up and running, different flyers going, being able to really just promote and get our students excited about it, which has been wonderful. One of the big things that I've noticed, and I had said previously when I was on here, that I didn't grow up Catholic and became Catholic later. So I went to public school as well growing up, and that's one of the things that I've really found to be the most exciting, is being able to tie in our Catholic faith with the unique academics as well. And the academic rigor definitely does not go unnoticed, especially with some of these competitions, and being able to provide these opportunities for different students as well.
Now, Lydia, as the marketing coordinator for the South Region, and Susie, you're the director of the curriculum, I think both of your new roles, obviously, just in the last year or so, correct? You're tying this. This is all new, but this is like, both of you are like the trailblazers for both of your important roles. Tell our listeners about how you're setting the stage, so to speak, for all this, because that's no small task.
Yeah. Susie, go ahead.
I think one of my goals in this new position, and I'm still learning, I'm taking this year to learn a lot about what's happening, the wonderful things that are happening in all of our Catholic schools, but we have other trailblazers as well. I don't know that it's necessarily just me. I'm trying to bring my little pieces to the diocese as a whole, but there are teachers and principals who are leaders in our diocese and trying to do these things as well. I just met with Shirley Martin from Our Lady of Fatima, who created a Catholic Honor League, and so I was intrigued by it, you know, a way to recognize our high-achieving students, and she took this upon herself and invited other local schools to participate in something like that. So I hope, and I'm hoping Lydia can help me connect these things all together and provide these opportunities, because we are a large conglomerate of schools, mm-hmm. and to provide these opportunities for all of our students. Yeah, sorry, Lydia, I catch up.
Absolutely. And I think that, too, there's so many things going on at each one of the different schools, absolutely. But there's also so much potential for where we can be going in the future, whether it be as a region, individual schools have so much potential as a diocese. There's just so much that people have. People have different ideas, creativity, and just being able to tie all of those in together is definitely somewhere where we want to go in the future.
And that's the wonderful thing as a pastor and dealing with schools throughout my 23 years of priesthood, and now seeing the regional model moving away from the parish school system. You know, years ago, all the schools kind of competed against mm-hmm. each other with curriculum and advancement and recruiting, and not just sports. And then now with a region, you're not so much competing, but kind of working together. And it's all the same goal, but you want to reach more and more students. And I just think the regional model is such a good, healthier model now. You're tying all your resources together, but you're bringing some ideas from each of the schools, tying it together. And then you create new opportunities too. And I just think that excitement is as well. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree with everything you just said.
And Susie?
I do as well. Yeah.
It's a work in progress, right?
It is. And it can be shared work, which is nice, right. because these regions allow these principals the time to collaborate and talk and share ideas. So, and absolutely. That's how all these things can happen.
We're all in this together. Yeah.
Yes. It allows everyone to focus on what they're interested in,
right.
as well.
We have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus, and on this Palm Sunday, we are featuring talking about competitions in our school. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of Saints Joachim and Ann Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And we are with Susie Leipscher. She is the Director of Curriculum and Assessment for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and Lydia DeMuse, who is the Regional Advancement and Marketing Coordinator for the South Region of the Regional School Systems. And what a wonderful, wonderful segment we were talking about. In the first segment, we are talking about the educational opportunities to elevate the learning and connecting our students in schools and the math competition. And so now we're going to talk a little bit more into that. And Susie, I understand that you and Lydia are working on a Catholic Lit Fest. Tell us a little bit about that. That sounds kind of exciting.
Sure. Earlier this fall, I had a group of teachers and principals in the diocese approach me with the idea of creating a literature festival to celebrate some books written by Catholic authors pulled from Catholic publishers, and to the ability for teachers to create games and with book based on novels of their own choosing. And I love the idea, and it kind of snowballed from there. So we began holding after school Zooms and meeting with the teachers and gathering their ideas. I reached out to Catholic publishers and authors, and we have two scheduled for our first ever Diocese of Pittsburgh Catholic Lit Fest this spring. And Lydia has been a huge help to me with that, so I was going to let her talk a little bit about where we are.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's just been a lot of wonderful opportunities going on, and with this Lit Fest and everything, it's just been a good opportunity for our schools to come together. We've had teachers who have helped create the games, who have helped participate. The students will participate. They've all been reading the books and everything, so we're gearing up for this Lit Fest and everything, and we will have each team and each school will participate in three different games. So with these games, they'll participate from their schools. We'll have a leadership board so everyone can see where everyone in the diocese is at. And then we'll have the winning team compete in a synchronous Kahoot championship game. We'll have 4th through 6th and then 7th and 8th as well participate. And that will all be on at one time. And then right after that, for each one of the 4th through 6th and then the 7th and 8th, we'll have those author visits as well. So we'll have AJ Capitan, who will be having that for the 4th through 6th grade, and then Leslie Wall, who wrote The Perfect Blind Side, which is one of the books that they read during it for the 7th and 8th.
And if I can interrupt for a minute, one of the most important parts about this competition, and Lydia, thank you, you did a great job, was making sure that these books were things that would be appealing and exciting for our kids to read, but also that uphold our Catholic values. AJ Capitan is a Catholic school teacher. She is going to be live with us via Zoom, but she, The Seven Riddles to Nowhere, is a, it's a Clue mystery type story about a 7th grader who's trying to save his Catholic school from closing, and the book takes place through different Catholic churches, and he's searching for clues, and so it does tie in our faith. I had retired librarians from the diocese helping me vet these books, and they did a wonderful job. So I'm excited for our kids to have these books to read.
And then also, just one more thing, a number of these questions as well that will be in the different LitFest games and then also in the Kahoot as well are going to be tying in faith and religion as well. So we're having some of our teachers who have come up with questions for this will be tying it in as well. So.
And when does the LitFest start?
May 6th through the 10th. Okay. So during that week, the schools can participate three of the days, and then we have the author's visits on the 9th and 10th of May.
So that's almost like towards the end of the school year.
Correct.
Type of thing. Wow.
Yeah.
We have 11 schools participating and over 500 students.
That's incredible. A lit fest. I like that. And it's really important with the vetting of the books and getting the students involved, plus the parents, obviously, too. And I like the idea with the faculty, too. So that's great. Now for the invention convention, Susie, I know this is your baby. It took off ways that you probably could hardly imagine. What's the invention convention? How did it begin? And where's it going?
So Invention Convention is a worldwide competition for kids, students in grades K through 12. It is a problem-solving and STEM competition. It encourages kids. It develops their entrepreneurship skills and their creativity skills. And I think what I love best about Invention Convention is it teaches our students to work together to solve a problem. I can't think of anything more important to teach our students than to collaborate and try to work together, because not everybody thinks the same way or solves a problem the same way. And I love to see it from start to finish. The first year I took students that I worked with at St. Louis to Carlington High School because that was the place I knew of that had a competition. And I saw it in action and then hosted one at St. Louis. And then as it grew quickly. It grew beyond my capabilities as a single person. I reached out to high schools, and I worked with Michael Janusitz, who's the Director of Innovation and Technology at Seton LaSalle High School, and he was excited about the idea and said that he would love to host it. And well, first he brought students to St. Louis first and judged and helped me judge for a few years. And then as that happened, we developed the idea to open it up to other schools, and St. LaSalle now hosts that invention convention. So it's a great way for all of the students that participate in the diocese this year. There's over 517 students participating with projects to come together, share ideas, and learn from one another. I tell kids all the time, this is your chance to meet kids from other schools, learn from one another. There's always something else to learn. It doesn't matter who wins. We always know that God's the winner in the end, and that's important because part of competition in our Catholic faith is teaching them to be humble and the humility of winning or losing and how to responsibly handle those situations.
Everybody goes home a winner.
Exactly.
Yeah, in that way.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So Seton LaSalle and Mount Lebanon will be hosting the Invention
Convention.
And that's
convention. May 3rd.
May 3rd, too. So there's a lot of wonderful things with the Lit Fest and the Invention Convention coming up in May. So both of you have really been put your roller skates on this one. You're really going on this one. So Lydia, what do you see in the way of the kids participating in the Invention Convention, the Lit Fest?
all this, what kind of feedback are you getting from the students, the parents, the teachers in the South region?
Just a lot of individuals working together as a team. All of this really is a team effort. You get to see in each one of the competitions, even though they are competitions, everyone is still working together, but also with the various subjects, so math to literature to STEM, people get to participate in ways that they never would have been able to participate before. I've seen going around to the different schools, the teachers are getting very excited about it as well. I've seen teachers talk about the kids who may have come up with an idea, and then the idea already exists, so they say, okay, let's research a different way that we can go about doing this, and let's find some new ideas. And so it's just been really innovative and allows kids to bring out their creativity, which I think is very, very important, especially at the elementary school level.
Now, Susie, how do you juggle both of these big projects going on, like the Lit Fest and the Invention Convention, at the same time? Because that's almost like a juggling act. How do you do that?
Lydia.
Lydia helps. Balancing.
I mean, I've done the competitions that we're talking about right now, I've done before it on a regional level. So it's been fun to invite some other schools this year, and I hope that they can grow from here. Lydia's been amazing. And I want to say I didn't leave out the other regional advancement directors. I just don't have the relationship with them yet. I had worked with Lydia in the South region. I hope to meet the other advancement directors too, but if these things can grow, my hope is part of this is to connect the bridges, like you said before, connections between elementary schools and high schools, and reach out to the other advancement coordinators, and hopefully we can provide all sorts of opportunities for our students across the diocese.
Lydia, do you want to add anything?
Absolutely, yeah. There's so much room for potential and growth, and so I'm just excited to see where everything goes in the future, and kudos to Susie. She's done an amazing job. So
absolutely. And I really like the idea, because the elementary schools are the feeder schools for the Catholic high schools in that region. So this you're starting early. So this by going on campus to Seton LaSalle to talk about that, and Bishop Canavan, that's wonderful. So the elementary school students get to see, hey, this is what's coming up and what's
that's
ahead.
Part of my mission is to have our students have those opportunities, visit those high schools, and see what is ahead for them.
Susie Leibscher and Lydia DeMuse, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. And this week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the second Sunday of Easter, also known as Divine Mercy Sunday. And as we celebrate the Sunday after Easter, we always focus on the risen Lord appearing to his 12 apostles. And at first, he appeared to only 11 of them. One of them was missing, Thomas. That's a good name. Doubting Thomas had to physically see Jesus and touch his wounds in order to believe. So 8 days later, Jesus reappears to all 12 apostles, and Thomas is right there in his midst. And he said, "My Lord and my God," and he physically touches the wounds of Jesus and sees Jesus, the risen Lord, right there, right before his very eyes. And we call this Divine Mercy Sunday as we ponder God's mercy and his compassion, and he gives us hope. He gives us peace. So whatever we are holding on to, any anger, any animosity, let us forgive those who have hurt us. Let go and let God come into our hearts and release those doubts, release those worries, release those fears, and savor and celebrate the risen Lord in the Easter season these next several weeks. And the risen Lord is with us, and he will give us comfort. He will give us peace. And let the love and the compassion and the mercy of Christ come into our hearts, come into our homes, come into our lives. And we will really welcome Jesus these next several weeks with the risen Lord. So thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. We'll be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.